views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, hello, everyone. Boy, is it great to be back with you today. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're going to be taking it a little bit different today. We've done this a couple of times, and we did it a couple of weeks ago on Dr. Pat's show, but I've got my paintbrush in hand. I have paints. I have painting knives, and we're doing intuitive angel readings, and I'm going to channel them through painting. So if you want to call in, feel free to do it. I'm already going to do it for all of us. So whether you call in or not, we're painting during the show. I also have two video cameras going, and we have some interesting weather outside. So if this goes through, we were going to have a video as well afterwards. So hopefully we will. So far, so good. And I'm actually excited to do this. I have always painted my entire life. I have always painted, and I used to paint professionally for commissions. This is very different, and Spirit has taken me, and I'm going through a transformation as well. I've always been intuitive. I've always had my art. I've had them combined before, but it was not as pressing as they are doing for me now. They want me to combine it. So you know what? This is not going to be perfect. And it's not supposed to be, because ego needs to go sit on the bench right now. And it's not going to be what I used to paint either. You see my horse behind me. I did set the horse up behind me if you're seeing the video. And I'm going to have that video available as soon as I can after the show. It takes a few hours, sometimes 24 to 48 hours with all that editing we do. But let me tell you, this started to change for me back in 2011, and the horse you see behind me is part of that. It was a white horse. That means transformation anyway, and I literally was just trying to do, you know, a backdrop. Now, some of you have heard this story before, but it's important for where we are in the journey right now, and this took on an enormous transformation for me personally. Spirit has to get me into this place. I am completely feeling like I don't know how to paint when I do this. And I want you guys to know that that's what it's like. It's not like anything I've known. I am totally out of my comfort zone because I have to trust Spirit. When that happens, the messages become even more profound. And it is going out of your comfort zone. I'm showing you that I'm completely out of mine, because these pictures, these paintings really aren't anything. It's just painting energy. It's painting the vibe I feel. If you're watching this or listening to this expecting, you know, a portrait of something, no, it's not like that. I'm merely using the tools of the paints, whatever tool it is they want me to do, a brush, a knife. They've even had me pick up the toothbrush a couple weeks ago. But whatever it is they want me to use, and then they draw me to the energy of a color, that's where the read comes in. And it's not about this looking great. It's about helping to bring the message through even more, like an antenna. Okay, we use crystals to enhance our antenna. We work on our intuitive connection for antenna. this just brings that signal in more for me. And that's why I want to use it, because, and I want to use it more during the show. Yes, we're radio, but I'm always going to have a video of this, because then you can see that on my YouTube channel or on my website, because I just wanted to explain that to you. I'm really excited. I have no idea what we're going to do at this point. I've got pretty much a little bit of everything out here. We got wires, we got cameras, we got it all going on. But I wanted you to be a part of this experience and be able to see it. So you'll only be hearing it right now. But as soon as the video is done, you can go and listen to the reads that I have done during the show and watch it as it unfolded. So I have to reach over a second to be able to see this. It looks like Brian's talking to me here. So we do have some callers, don't we, Brian?
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Oh, we do. Okay, I'm back. I have to. I've got that as big as I can see. All right. You know what? Do we have time for a caller? We have time.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, let's bring on the first caller and let's go for this. Let's do this. All right, I'm ready.
All righty, let's bring on Deborah from Missouri. You're live on the air. What's your question?
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Deborah. Welcome to the show. Boy, are we going to paint for you today, huh?
Well, my question is, can't Archangel Michael be rough on you? Why I'm asking that is Friday or Saturday at night in bed, I'm praying. I say my prayers before I go to sleep, and I mention Archangel Michael, and something comes in on my right side, my lower right side. I know it's kind of between my crown and my sacral.
Okay.
And my root, or my solar, someplace around there. And it's like zaps me. You know, I mean, I feel it.
Uh-huh.
And so I keep saying my prayers. And I'm talking about other archangels and Divine Mother, Father, God, and I'm okay. And then I come back and mention Michael, and I get zapped again. And then I finish my prayers, and then it's gone.
Okay.
I was wondering, can Michael...
Yeah, I can see why you're asking that question. Boy, that's a unique question. Now, while you're talking to me and sharing your story, I've already picked up the paintbrush. First of all, Michael immediately had me go to a mop brush. This is a mop brush. If you're looking at the video, it's a softer form of a stroke. It's more like billowy, like a cloud. He also had me pick up a soft blue, and it's more of a cloud formation. Now, what happens with a storm? You have electrical current going through a cloud, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This, and he's having me take white, believe it or not. Now, I'm not receiving that he would zap you, because they don't hurt us. They don't hurt us. But what they do is they will be to the point. So you have a little bit of energy is charged in your field, but... And I understand that every time you brought up Michael, you felt a zap. Now, if it's gentle just to get your attention, like, hey you, and tapping you on the shoulder, and it's got me going through the center of this with white, almost like divine light, and that's what it feels like, divine light. Now I know why I picked up white. I was wondering why I'd had to pick up white and put it on the palette, because that's a hard one to see in video, but... He's not going to hurt you. He's not going to hurt you. He will get your attention, like a tap on the shoulder, but it sounds to me like your energy is like overcharged, and to do a releasement of that energy is going to reduce that charge. I'm a healer, and I go through this a lot where I have to really get the charge off me, because I will get shocked on all kinds of things. I mean, whether it's a doorknob or something else, I'm constantly holding a strong current. So what you're feeling is your energy charge, but when you're connecting with Michael, you're feeling it more, is the way he's describing it to me. Does that make any sense?
Yes. So how do I get rid of that?
Do you have the tendency to be dry, like your skin?
Am I what now?
I know. I have to go to the physical here for a minute, because your body is an antenna. Do you have a tendency to have dry skin or be dry hair?
No, not really. Matter of fact, it's oily.
Okay, that's crazy. Okay, now you're really fueled. Okay, what I do is I use water or moisturizing. You know, you can also do the salt baths to decharge, because if it's an energy buildup, like metaphysically, the salt bath or the salt will take the charge off. Okay, because water's a conduit, so it'll travel through the water. So that is the way it will work. It's interesting that you have a slight oil to your skin and you're still feeling the charge. Now, the other thing that I am picking up right now as I'm getting going for the red, and I'm going, it's taking me to a very fine pointed, it's taking me a very fine point, and right kind of under the radar, it's right in the center it's taking me with this, is there is, watch out, make sure you're shielded up when you're asking about Michael. Because sometimes we have the mischievous things that can come in and zap you and pretend to be Michael. I don't think you have that problem so much, but it is something that they brought to my attention. Just make sure that that's who you are connecting with. But honestly, this is they're taking me back to, this is your charge. This is your physical energy. And it has a lot of charge. Mental energy, physical energy can do that. And I have to go to break quickly. But you're focusing on releasing your energy field and balancing it. And that's what's causing the charge. That's what Michael's telling me. He's bringing it to your attention. And that's why you would probably feel a zap when you ask him. Because he's about clearing away energy, right?
Right. Right.
So there you go. That's it. But thank you, Deborah, for calling in. We have to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to keep painting intuitive readings. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. We'll see you in a bit.
We've already said
of traditional talk, people pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
1230 WBLQ. Do that to me one more time. Once is never.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. And we are doing a little bit of everything today. We have cameras rolling. We have the mic going. We're on the air. And we are doing intuitive painted angel readings. Now, this is a way that I love to channel, and I really feel strongly about bringing it together. I feel like I have more of a defined answer for you that I explained in the first segment. And, Brian, I believe we had another caller, so let's
bring on
that other caller.
We're going to do that right now. Here's the lovely Patricia from Michigan. Welcome to the Jen Royster Show.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello.
Hi there. And what is your question?
I recently, how can I say this? Archangel Michael revealed himself to me.
Okay.
And I feel that there was a message, but I don't know what it is.
Whoa. So you saw him physically?
I saw him.
Okay.
I know what I saw.
And you're like, I know I saw. I have too before. And let me tell you, when you see him, there's no mistake in it because it's a very strong presence, correct?
Yes, it is.
And it's big. It's usually big. Now,
and it's big. And I couldn't believe it. I looked away. I said, no, my eyes are playing tricks on me. And I looked back up, and he was still there.
Oh, wow. Now, he had me pick up more of a squared-off brush. I'm not using official names of brushes. I really don't know what all these brushes are called because I just do this. I didn't take professional training with this. So he's having me take a darker blue for you, and it's more defined lines, and it's going straight up, almost like columns, okay? Because I'm asking him, what is it that you want her to know? So he's got me drawing these, and he has me draw three. It looks like I've just drawn 1, 1, 1, 1. Oh, goodness, that's what it looks like. It's just columns. It didn't feel like columns, but now it looks like 1, 1, 1, 1. However, what he keeps telling me is there needs to be more of a defined clarity, and what he's trying to show you is you've been trying to figure out what you want to do, and it keeps changing. It feels like it keeps changing, or you just keep changing your mind, or you just don't commit, or you're not sure, and you keep second-guessing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and he had me go over a little bit lighter. So what he did was he drew painted lines, like four. So he says, you are in transformation, Miss Pat. He says, Miss Pat. Have you ever been called Miss Pat before, Miss Patty?
That's all they call me at work.
So there you go. There's your validation. I guess he needed to give you that so you knew this was him coming through. Because he's coming through all right. And what he's brought in is more – he likes this yellow and blue today. Yellow, confidence and trusting. He said, you are going through it. And he said, now I see what he's doing. In between all these lines, you're going to hear strokes because that's what I'm doing here. He said, in between these lines, there's light. It's doors. So what it is I've got three doors now of confidence. choosing. He says, you have three options. He said, it's like you have 15 things you want to do. Narrow it down to at least three. One would be great, but narrow it down to three and start going through those doors and exploring it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, what are we drawing? I never know what he's taught, and then he just starts doing it. So he said these are all three. Not one is right, not one is wrong. But he said it's three options, and it's like the yellow is confident to go through the door. It's your self-confidence and to trust because the universe is going to back you up on whatever choice you want. That's the biggest thing that people struggle with. They get kind of freaked out like, oh, my goodness, I don't know. I don't know if that's what I want to choose. The thing is, we can choose differently every single day. So if you start down a path and say you choose door number one, it's like you got the three doors here. So you choose door number one, and he said, and you go in there and you go, well, I thought I wanted this, but maybe not. And then you go back and you try another door. You know, believe it or not, you can do that. We have some belief in our that, okay, we've made this commitment. And I'm not saying that you bail on people and you're not reliable. But if you choose something, we have a cause and effect. So choose it. Don't feel like you have to rush through it. And don't commit completely to something if you're still not sure. Don't do that. You're in a place where you do need to make a choice. And I see that he's given you three major ones to narrow it down to. Do you have one in particular that sticks out the most, Pat?
I want out of my job.
You want out of your job? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, she wants out of her job. Well, going through a door would help you go into another one. So if you want behind these doors to have a different job or just retire, I think one of these is something like that. It sounds like it needs to be simplified, which if that meant a reduction in a salary, it would mean simplifying the life as well so you can meet all your needs. But he said,
right. The
world's your oyster is what he says to me. And he says, I'm with you. You are hearing me. You saw me. I am showing you that this can do this. One of the first things he's telling me for you to do is to clear anything out of your life. And the lineup of the planets right now is perfect for that because it's such a retrograde. Like, what do we need to get rid of? What do we need to keep? Clear out what needs to go away. Let it go. You have a hard time letting go of things because then you feel like you shouldn't have. Or, I mean, is that you? Do you have a hard time with, like, oh, I don't know, maybe I should keep that just in case? Are you like that?
Yes.
He is just calling you out on national radio.
Yes, he is. He is. He's like, calling me out.
Yeah, he's calling you out. What was that?
It's so bad that I had a dream the other night that it was about my job. I work in a casino.
Okay.
And I actually dreamed that they called me and told me that they caught me stealing chips. And that I was putting them in my mouth
because
and swallowing
them. Because
it
was like a way
to fire you. Yeah.
Well, okay,
yeah.
Everything's ooh, you're having some dreams. Love it, love it, love it. You're connecting if you're having dreams.
Okay.
You want to leave the job, obviously. So go ahead and claim, I do want to leave this job, in your prayers and your requests. And say, show me one step at a time. That would bring in Archangel Shamuel is great for that. He'll show you one step at a time so it's not overwhelming how you can start to move in the direction that you want. And
okay. Honestly,
you know, you can do this. It's not like, oh, no, I've ruined my life. Right now, I feel like I don't know what I'm doing with these paints right now. But you know what? I dove in and I'm having the time of my life because my
okay. Energy
is higher. I'm connecting better for you. So that's what's going to happen when you choose something that makes you happier because your frequency will be higher then. So that's
okay.
What he's saying, do. Narrow it down to three and then start exploring and learning your options about the three. And that'll make it easier for you to choose one
okay.
over the next few months, if that makes sense.
It does. Thank you.
You are so welcome, Miss Patty. And thank you, Michael. My goodness, he said, yes, she saw me, and she needs to listen up.
Yeah.
There we go. He's with you. Just say thank you and say, okay, show me what I should do today. Take it one day at a time. Say, when you wake up, say, okay, what can I do today or focus on today toward my goal or dream? And do it one day at a time.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. One day at a time. And he will let you rest every now and then. It's okay to do that, too. We want to be balanced.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Patty.
And thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, gosh. That was an interesting one, guys. I'm like, I mean, he's keeping it real. Michael's pretty strong today in these reads. And I'm thinking, all right, what are we going to do next? I'm going to get another paper out. Because, you know, I've asked him, too, is there something for all of us? And so we definitely want to do that if we have time. And I'm going to try and do that when we come back, because there's one in here that he kept telling me, you have to do this one for everybody that listens. And if you're hearing the show, then you were supposed to hear it, is what he's saying to me. So Michael just decided to be front and center with the angels today. And we're going to take a short break. And thank you to the callers that have called in. This is already a lot of fun, and I love this. So hopefully these videos are going to turn out for me. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we are channeling paintings of angel readings today. I've got my brushes out, and that's what we're doing. If you want to call in for a reading, 1-800-930-2819. We are going to take a short break. We will be right back.
I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the week. When we own our own responsibility, we're choosing to own our choices, our energy, our day, our jobs, our relationships. It's a tall order. And what difference does that make? Well, plenty. We're choosing to look within, to change agreements within ourselves, to keep our energy field clean, and to upgrade as needed to make choices that are authentic to us. This shifts our language. We no longer blame others. We're no longer victims of our circumstances. So if we don't get paid abundantly or loved abundantly, let's look within and ask, where am I not honoring myself? Where am I not loving myself? Let's change the agreement. Let's get real with what's in place, forgive ourselves and others, and shift into our new life. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call me at 678-665-3366. Let this be the last day that you choose to look outwardly and look within.
Put a little
woohoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show. And we have everything going on today. We are doing channeled paintings of angel readings. So if you want to call in for one, 1-800-930-2819. I also, while we were at break, was asking about one for all of us, because I feel like that's very important that even if you don't call in, we have some of those, because there's some that apply to all of us. And while I was in that break, I said, okay, what is it? What is it? What do you want me to say to them? And Michael is just pretty much been here. You know, I guess he's our guest today because he's just been very strong in the first two readings for the first two callers, and he's still here, but he also brought in a few other angels. First of all, I have him. So what he's had me do is he's got me going with, it's kind of a filberts, it's kind of a curved brush, and he wants me to go straight for a bit of a red. And this is to represent, what are we doing here, Michael? Okay. He wants to represent the heart of humanity. Okay, the heart. And in the heart, we have, I don't know, he's just, it's feeling a little heavy and he wants to open it up. So he's got me going, okay, take that heart, fill it in, fill it in. And he goes, and it has like a tail on it, almost like a kite. So I'm like, okay. And that represents, that's representing a bleeding heart, so to speak, a bleeding heart. Right now, humanity is hurting a lot, but we're also transforming a lot. So when we don't want to be focusing on all of that negative as much as we are, we don't ignore them, but we are learning to shift and change with all the things that are happening. So he had me go and take a little bit of the blue, and he wants me to go around the outer edge. I was like, okay. And it's causing a bit of a purple color, which is a higher frequency, higher chakras. So I'm going around that. It's a blue, it's a darker blue, but mixing into the red. So we have more of a purple. And that goes into a higher chakra, more of a spiritual connection. It's time for us to connect. It's time for us to trust what we're connecting to. If you don't trust it, you're not sure, like our first caller was today, then ask for that to be removed. Ask for that to be cleared, and you are shielded from that. One of the best things that I do as a regular practice is when I'm wanting to make sure I have a good, clear connection, I always shield up. I love using circles or triangles, but I also have whatever's on the outside reflecting back to the higher self of whoever might be sending an attack my way. So that takes my ego out of the picture where I don't have to feel like I've got to go out there and fight this and do something about it. Because I'm trusting that Spirit's got my back. I'm not just sitting, not doing anything. It's not like that. But I also don't want to be afraid. You absolutely defend yourself. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm also trusting what they give me in a guidance. Now, he had me pick up the knife. And this knife usually is more of a cutting edge, sharper thing. And he's having me go, believe it or not, it's not going to look beautiful, but he wants me to go with orange because that's a second chakra color of vitality. And he wants me to just go straight through with these lines going straight through. Oh, okay, thank you. I was wondering what it was. It's going straight through, like just crossing through it. And the orange was picked up on purpose because he says that's second chakra, that's our creative outlets, and I guess that's what I'm doing today, not knowing what I'm doing. And he said, use your creativity to find another way to solve your situation, to solve a problem, to solve, you know, a question you may have. Use your creativity. He said creativity is more connected with our spiritual self, and our higher self can actually bring in even more. Well, that makes sense. That's why they've got me doing this, even though it feels kind of strange, you know, but it doesn't feel strange, but it does, because I was so used to painting professional paintings. I was used to being hired on commissions and, you know, doing the perfect work. This isn't about that at all. This is just allowing me to clarify the message for you. It's all about the message. It's not about the tool you use. You could use crystals. You could use being in water or around water is more of a conduit. You could use the flame of a candle. You are an antenna. whatever works for you to connect more, that's where you want to go. That's what you want to do. And Michael said, let the creativity into your heart, because through the heart, now we're, okay, bringing some more color in. Now, okay, which one? Okay, thank you. And he's like, I'm going for green because green's renewal. But when we have that, now we can have the foliage of fresh new ideas flowing out from our heart, flowing out from a heart choice. This is about a heart choice, not a mind choice. What does your heart say that you want to do? What is that? What does your heart want to do? What does your mind want to do? They're going to be different. They're going to feel like, okay, if I listen to my heart, it's just not very logical. Most of the time, no, it's not, but it's with your passion. And most of the time, I want you to know it will take you out of your comfort zone. It just will. It's going to take you out of your comfort zone. You have to learn how to not worry about what somebody else is thinking about what you're doing, which, you know, I even went through that doing this. And it's like, well, what are they going to think? People that knew my work before. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because those are worry questions from ego. That's from our mind, our ego mind. You don't need to worry about questions about that. If you were to focus on what lights your heart up, what lights you into a spark of excitement, just wakes you up. Absolutely, you're thriving. You can't wait to do it again. You can't wait to, you want to think about it all the time. You want to dream. I mean, that's the energy frequency we're looking for to heal and grow and ascend. This is on a metaphysical approach to how we can transform our lives for a happier outcome, our hearts, our health. I mean, wow, he's got me having this go into sun rays bursting out from the heart. It's kind of, oh, wow, it's cool. Wow, I love it. So now it's lighting it up, it's opening it up, and now it's just shining out and past it. And that's the message that was for all of us. We're in a time where we need to not be afraid to let that shine out, not be afraid of who we are. Let the universe, thank you for that. Thank you. This is coming in from Metatron. They're giving it to me now. This is a time for us to allow ourselves to be in the unknown, so we can learn something new, learn a better way, learn something about our potential and our abilities we didn't even know we could do. I mean, how would I even have known this if I would have had refused to connect my art or these tools, these physical tools, with my intuitive abilities? I've been doing them separately for years. They started dabbling with the horse that's behind me, and that was the first one. Just to let you know, the horse was an intuitive painting that I ended up defining into more of a painting. Believe it or not, it's still not finished. I want to do more with it because it keeps evolving. So it's still on an easel, believe it or not. But I was just trying to make a plain background when that happened, and I couldn't figure it out. I was trying to start doing videos, and I didn't know what was going on with this. I go, okay, Spirit, how do you want to do this? And I left it, and I had swirled all these blues and grays and whites all over it, and then I left and came back the next day, and there was an outline of a horse. I went, oh, my gosh. So I went ahead, and I did paint out a detailed horse because it was speaking to me like a power animal, an animal guide. And once I studied what the white horse was about, it was making perfect sense. Spirit, nature, everything is going to do that for you. We have to not be afraid to connect. We have to not be afraid to try something we've never done before, and to be awkward and to have a learning curve with it, which is what I'm doing right now. I don't know if all of this is going to turn out or not. I got a couple of things going, and I've spent hours combining everything to do this because I love it, and I'm excited, and I'm full of energy to do the show even better for me and for you. So that's what it's all about. And I'm being wide open, letting you know where I'm at with this, because I want you to know this is how it works. So you're looking for that. You're looking for that, not being afraid going out of that comfort zone. We're going to take another break. My gosh, these shows go fast when I'm really rolling. Well, if you are just tuning in, we've been doing intuitive painting and angel readings, and I am videotaping it, and that will be available after the show along with the painting so you can kind of see what we did that you're just listening to right now. I'm absolutely loving this, and I want to give, and I'm sharing that energy that's coming from my heart to you. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will wrap it up with the last segment. We'll be right back.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm, tell her no, 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 no.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune in to the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
People call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you are just tuning in, we've been painting intuitive angel readings during the show, which I am videotaping, and we're going to put that together after the show, as long as those videotapes come out okay. But I will let you know for sure on my website and social medias. I've been having an absolute blast combining intuition with the painting. And everybody, there's a lot of different styles of that out there. I mean, there's a lot of artists doing intuitive paintings and selling them, and they're more in depth. Absolutely, that's a style. That's not quite what I'm doing here. I am doing readings with it. I mean, I'm actually doing readings for you and for all of us with it, because it's just helping me channel the energy more clearly, the signal more clearly. I'm amazed at how it works. I have no idea where they're going to take me next. So while we were at the break for the wrap-up of the show, I thought, well, what could we leave the audience with? What could we just told them what they need to be doing with the heart and creativity. So I asked, I said, could you show us in a painting how to do that? So they said, of course we can do that. You asked, you shall receive. So they had me go for the orange, which is the second chakra color, right? So we go for that. And they had me start just right in the center of the paper, just putting a little bit of the orange to represent your second chakra, okay? Second chakra. So if it's in a circle and it's kind of soft, it's kind of muddled, it's kind of, you know, not looking very balanced, and this, it basically, this is old school what we've been hearing for years, balancing that second chakra is very important right now. If you were to work on all your chakras so they're of equal balance, of course that's optimal, but Archangel Raphael actually came in right behind that, and I'm thinking, okay. And he's going right to the center of the second chakra. There's a lot of things going on with humanity in the second chakra because of what this chakra represents. Creativity kind of got stifled, like follow the rules, follow the pack, follow the tribe. Also, you know, that's our sexuality. You know, we have different things that have been dysfunctional there with some areas of abuse. And just allowing yourself to learn and grow in a new direction, not being afraid to explore. The second chakra is pretty powerful, and it works with the first and third that are above it and below it. I mean, if you're worried about tomorrow, your first chakra is worried about your safety. You're worried about if you have enough money. It's worried about if you have a house or food. Your third chakra above it is your anchor into your confidence and yourself, you know, your confidence. You know, who's got power, you or somebody else? So I asked, I go, wow, this is going back to some roots of chakra balancing. We've been thinking all over the place with all the transformation. We've been thinking over here, over there, up and down, all over. I even have an eighth chakra workshop, and that is for developing connecting with spirit, which is what we're doing during the show. But we don't want to forget about the basics either. We don't want to get so detail-oriented that we've lost sight of what really matters and what the basics, keeping it simple. So if your life feels chaotic, overwhelming, you know, this is coming from Raphael. He came through. He said, it's time to, you know, kind of simplify, pull out the things that are not necessary, that don't need to be there. Simplify, really, what do you not have time for in your life? What's happening in your life that you don't have time for? What's happening with that? You know, where are you finding that you can't keep up? You know, you're looking for that, you know, that peacefulness. And they had me bring up a lighter color, just going over top. And it's in a knife, and it's going across and just sliding all the way around it. And just, you want to bring the peace. You want to bring the peace around and ask for it. What do you do or not do, actually, that's meditation for you, that you can do that will calm your mind and just allow you to have a quiet moment? You know, 5 minutes a day is going to make a world of difference for you, but don't hesitate to feel uncomfortable with something you don't know how to do. That was one of the main messages that they wanted me to share today. Absolutely, very much so. You know, where in your life can you simplify? Do you have too many options? Is it too complicated? You know, getting down to the basics. Are you making sure that you have self-care in place? And if you are dreaming like I am, oh my gosh, the dreams are off the chart, you know, in the last couple of weeks. Write them down because they will definitely speak to you there. This is a time for taking it and calming things down. It's a time for allowing yourself to experience life, not just rush through it. You know, we rush through everything. We push. We're always trying to do more. And, you know, this is as simple as you get. instead of trying to do a complicated painting here, they've got me doing things that look like I could do when I was 2 years old here. They're very basic, but it's about the energy that's coming through. I plan on doing more of this because I want to define and hear more clearly what I'm supposed to be sharing with you. So I'm putting a lot of hours and effort and time into how can I bring this to you better. I really want to give you messages that are clear. I want to give you more defined and clarity because we're in such a changing time now. Every day seems different. Every minute. And going through a day, you may have a plan for the day, and did it actually go as planned? You know, that seems to be more of an issue. And it's not even an issue. We're supposed to be okay with it. We're supposed to allow this out-of-the-box feeling. And it feels like it. It feels like, I have no idea what we're doing next. That's where you want to be comfortable, not feeling like you know everything. The ego is where the control issue is happening. Our ego is so used to, okay, I've planned this, I've done this, I've done that, you know, and just not having the control. The ego is losing control of all of this, which can cause you some stress if you're fighting that, but your higher self really knows better what's going to be the right thing for you. Listening to the heart, that was the other message. Listening to our heart choices, and yes, it will take you out of the comfort zone for you to grow and ascend. But let me tell you, when you do that, the happiness is so worth it. The happiness, the joy, the energy that you feel just lighting up inside of you, that's why you want to do it. That's why you want to explore it, learn everything you can about it, if it's a choice that's just really pulling at you. Because that's a magnetic from spirit, you know, magnetic pull from spirit. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I can't wait to get this together to see if we've got it, you know, working here. And I want to say, keep powering on, stay in the moment. Constantly shift and ask for guidance, even if you have to do it every hour, because we are in changing times, but they don't have to be negative. Make sure you're focusing on how you want it to be, because we're in a manifesting time as well. You can go to my website, get on my newsletter for upcoming things. You can also get the upcoming show listings and other things I'm doing, and I have free guided meditations over there. Please feel free to go check them out, and I will have this up and announce it in a newsletter as well when it's ready. I wish you much love, and I wish you much great positive energy as you are going through your own transformation. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.